Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are continuing our conversation with the executive director at the Brenton Arboretum in Dallas Center. It is Melissa Burdick. And Melissa, yesterday we talked about what the Brenton Arboretum was. You have your Pollinator Palooza coming up on Friday. Talked about your role as executive director and also your employees' commitment level. So now let's go to what are some of your favorite aspects you love about serving the residents of Dallas County?
Well, what I love is that we're still very rural. We're surrounded by corn and soybeans, so acres and acres of farmland all around us. But as the urban areas grow, we have Waukee heading straight for us. We've got Adel growing just to our south. Dallas Center, our closest town, is also growing at a healthy pace as well. So we have all of these urban and suburban areas growing all around us, but we continue to be this oasis, an oasis in the suburbs. We're also an oasis among corn and soybeans. So we love corn and soybeans. They're a wonderful green landscape, but we also need to have places for our pollinators and our wildlife to stop and rest. Not necessarily the best done in a cornfield or a soybean field. So we're here. We're kind of like a little island of natural habitat right here in the middle of all this acreage and so close to these growing cities. And so we're close. We're still far enough away to give you that feeling of getting out to the country and having a little trip out. So that's one of the things that I really like about where we're located. We're just a little oasis, and we've got views to the horizon, and it's just beautiful and breathtaking out here.
Yeah, no, I think that's a perfect way to put it, an oasis. And so again, a few more questions before we let you go. Do you have any other upcoming programs that you would like to share?
We do. I wanted to share, well, first and foremost, go check out our website. That's thebrentonarboretum.org, which it's kind of a long thing to spell out, but if you Google it, you'll get close enough.
Yes.
So search out our website and check out our events calendar. We have a lot of things going on, but just a few of the highlights. We've got a story time that's being hosted by the Grimes Library. It's coming out to the Arboretum to do a story time for kids. That's on July 24th. And actually on the same day, every Wednesday, we have yoga at the Arboretum. And so the yoga takes place over at our meditation labyrinth, which is a wonderful place to kind of chill out and meditate. But yoga's there every Wednesday. And then we have on August 3rd, we have Market on the Prairie coming up. And this is another new event for us. We haven't tried it before. We always have people asking, do you sell plants? Do you sell trees? And we don't. What we grow specifically for the Arboretum, or we might exchange it with other plants at other arboretums or botanical gardens. So we don't grow anything to sell, but we know we get asked so much, we know that there's people wanting to buy things. And so we're going to try this Market on the Prairie. And that's going to be on August 3rd. And that's a Saturday, and it'll be 9 a.m. to noon. And we're working with a handful of different local vendors, not just plant salespeople. We do have Native Legacy, which is a native tree and shrub nursery coming to sell here. We have another honey producer coming. We have a woodworker coming to sell her woodworking designs. Wanted to invite. We have plenty of time to add more vendors to that. So if you are, or if you know of anyone who is a local vendor, preferably doing handmade or handcrafted things or honey or plants or things like that, please let us know and reach out. We'll see if we can fit you into that. But for those who are interested in coming and exploring and helping this first event be a good experience and very successful, check us out 9 to noon, Saturday, August 3rd. We'll be at the Pavilion at the Brenton Arboretum. And if you're not familiar with the Arboretum, the Pavilion is our open-air picnic pavilion. It's a picnic structure, and it has a green roof on top. So we have a really spectacular green living growing roof on top of the pavilion, and that's where this event's going to be. So that should be a lot of fun. It's always, people just love checking out our green roof.
I mean, yeah, you have me right there. I'm gonna come out and check that out for sure.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad. Bring a picnic because you're welcome to picnic here. So yeah, just come and enjoy.
Awesome. Again, well, we have been speaking here with Melissa Burdick, the executive director at the Brenton Arboretum in Dallas Center. And Melissa, was there anything else? I mean, you covered a lot today, but was there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I would say, for those of you who have never been out here, make a trip. It's an easy trip. We're easy to find, easy to get to. Your visit can be as long or as short as you like. We have a lot of people who maybe they just bring grandma or grandpa out and they take them for a drive. We have a gravel road that goes through the Arboretum. So you can drive the gravel road all the way around. You don't even have to get out and walk if you don't want to. People may have some mobility issues. Mm-hmm. And so they just want to do the drive. It's a nice Sunday activity to do to get some fresh air and get out in the country. Or you can spend all day here. I had one person reach out and he sent me a map. He's a jogger, and he sent me the map of his geotracker because he tracks his jogging routes when he goes. And he made it a point to jog every single pathway at the Arboretum all at one stretch. And the map he sent me, the little geo map that followed him around, looked like a bowl of spaghetti because he just went all over. Our pathway network just is very intricate. It goes everywhere. We have miles of paths, and he ran every single one of them. And so it took him a long time. So he spent the whole day doing that. We have a great playground for children. It's the O'Brien Nature Play area, and it's all natural play equipment that kids can play on. And so there's just 100 things you can find to do here to enjoy and spend the day and get out in nature.
Well, Melissa, I'm actually a runner myself, so it sounds like he did a marathon.
I think he did. Let's see if you can beat his record.
Okay, I will. I'm up for that. Okay, cool. We'll see. That's just another incentive for me to come out.
There, good, good. Well, we're excited to have you and amazing for it. So catch it before it gets hot again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, weather is fantastic right now. Again, this is Melissa Burdick, the executive director at the Brenton Arboretum in Dallas Center. And Melissa, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us and really just go over everything. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. And thanks for having me. And please feel free to come out anytime. And that goes for you and everybody who's listening. We'd love to have you out here.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the invite. And that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.